with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Speaking on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, President Trump offered his assurances that U.S. troops would not be sent to help defend Ukraine against Russia after seeming to leave open the possibility.
Well, you have my assurance, and I'm president, and I'm just trying to stop people from being killed.
President Trump has enjoyed a big bump in the polls following his sit-down last week with Vladimir Putin, Bob Agnew reports.
Insider Advantage says its polling indicates President Trump now enjoys 54% approval against a disapproval rating of just 44%. In fact, he enjoys an advantage across every age group except for the oldest respondents to the survey. It shows his approval increasing among African Americans and Hispanic Latinos. Approval with white voters is now at a near record of 64%. Bob Agnew reporting.
The death toll from the Legionnaires' disease outbreak in New York City is now at 5.
Officials say they've concluded the death of a person with the disease who died before mid-August is associated with the cluster. The outbreak in Central Harlem has sickened dozens since it began in late July. 14 people were hospitalized as of Monday, according to the health department. The bacteria that causes Legionnaires had been discovered in 12 cooling towers on 10 buildings, including a city-run hospital. Officials say remediation efforts have since been completed on all the cooling towers. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities are investigating the cause of an explosion aboard a cargo ship that was leaving the port of Baltimore when it issued a Mayday call. Officials say no injuries were reported. The ship W. Sapphire was transporting coal en route to East Africa. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points. This is SRN News. Why do pastors quit?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that the number one reason for a Protestant clergyman to leave the profession is the sense that God has placed a new calling on him, 40%. Another 18% say they left the pulpit because of too many conflicts and uproars within the congregation they were leading, and 16% simply blame burnout. However, Lifeway points out that in total, only 1% of pastors actually quit their job every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Being a Christian in Somalia can cost you your life, but ministries based in the West are doing what they can to sustain secret believers. International Christian Concern is increasing its connection with such people in Somalia, reporting that underground church leaders in Mogadishu confirm the existence of more than 1,500 hidden believers, many of whom are converts from Islam. This is SRN News. Stocks fade over AI shares.
Stocks pulled back from their records as several companies caught up in the recent AI frenzy gave back some of their gains. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Tuesday. The index set its latest all-time high last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up just 10 points. That's less than 0.1%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite fell 1.5%. Big drops for NVIDIA, Palantir, and other companies that have ridden a wave of AI-related gains led the way lower. Home Depot helped keep the Dow above water with a gain of 3.2%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Air Canada has reached an agreement with the union representing 10,000 flight attendants to end a strike. The union first announced the agreement early on Tuesday after talks resumed late the night before. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.